Alright, peace, y'all. What's poppin'? What's poppin', man? On this wonderful Friday, man. Salute. Salute to everybody, man. Salute to the replay gang. Hope y'all having a wonderful Friday, man. We're gonna be talking about some stuff today. Let me see. Do I got anybody to shout out real quick? Oh yeah, salute to my guy Chris. Chris from Mississippi, he said, from Chris in Queens. Salute to y'all, man. I greatly appreciate y'all, man. And I thank y'all for supporting the channel, man. If y'all want to, you know, show some love to the channel and all of that, I'll be sure to shout y'all out even when the live is done. All right. Jay don't miss no support out here, man. And make sure y'all tap in, y'all. Please make sure y'all. Oh, not that one. Make sure y'all tap in, man. I did The Life of Big Pun. It's available on Patreon, man. It's a really, really great video, man. If you want to join the Patreon, the link is in the description below. You know what I'm saying? And then we got The End of the World as We Know It. You know what I'm saying? Two joints on Patreon. I got some content for y'all today also. All right? Make sure I got y'all. Let me shout some people out in the chat, man. Anthony Sutton, what's going on? Thunder Dan Beast, Dark Migo, Naster, Star Stone, OG Den, Perry Fogs, Baby London, Yes Please, GS, Janky 901, Mr. 3D himself was popping, Soul Tone Def, Dutch Raymundo was popping, Suvio Rossi, number 9, J Wills, BP was popping, my guy BP, Philip C in the building, I-1995, I made... Janky 901 said, I made $120 in an hour selling beats. Yo, it's a good Friday. Salute to you, man. Salute to you, man. Word, that's a good look, man. That's a good look, man. Now, let's talk about some stuff, all right? So, I got a clip that I found. Well, I put it together, actually. But I found a bunch of clips, and it pertains to Michael Jackson. Now, we see a lot of these executives and all of this stuff stepping down. But I wanted to put a little magnifying glass on Tommy Mottola, because he's not spoken about enough, too. We already know that Clive Davis was messing with Diddy and all of this stuff. But nobody's really paying attention to Tommy Mottola. All right, now apparently this guy is a gangster or whatever he is, but we're gonna talk about that. Did he do anything to Mike? We're gonna discuss this. And then Coca-Cola is under fire because now they got some new technology where you could put, you know, customize your own can, but apparently you can't put Jesus on the can. Like, that's against their rules. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And then, y'all, I don't really watch Marvel Comics. Like, I'm not really into Marvel Comics and stuff like that. But they got this new movie called Agatha, something like that, right? I don't know which character this is. All I know is the X-Men. That's as far as I know, all right? But apparently this figure in Marvel is a gay witch or something like that, but they got a black woman playing it. Now, I heard stuff a couple years ago about them making I think it was the Green Lantern was supposed to be gay or something, but they pushing this thing crazy, and we're gonna talk about that too. So we got some stuff to show y'all. Let me see what y'all talking about in the chat. LS said, checking in from STEM, North Carolina. Do your thing, sir. Oh yeah, most definitely. Kyoko, what's going on? Getz, what's popping? He said one of the kids who accused MJ was the son of a Sony executive. Oh. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to definitely talk about that. Let's take a look at this Coca-Cola thing, though, real quick.
So at the Coke store, you can personalize a message. You can put Allah loves you. Or you could even put, let me see, let's just try it out. Buddha loves you. But you cannot even type in the word Jesus. We cannot allow this text on the can. Everything else was good, though. Even if I put Let's see, Satan.
Oh, no, bro.
Hold on. Satan loves you? You could put that. You could put Satan loves you, Allah loves you, Buddha loves you. But when you type in this word, you can't even type the word in. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Yo, the Antichrist. Talk about the Antichrist. Salute Robbie Gordon. He said, for the truth. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, man, for supporting this channel, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not a, you know, an easy thing to do to come up here and find stuff to keep y'all entertained and bring awareness. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate everybody that appreciates me, man. Word up. Salute Kyoko said, oh, heck no. Yeah, what's up with that? Coca-Cola not even... See, this is what I be saying. When I see stuff like that, it make me think, like, either these people are part of the Antichrist or they just are the devil themselves. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. What's the beef with Jesus? I don't know. It's like it boils them up or something, but who knows, man? All right, so before we play this Mike documentary, I want to show y'all this real quick. Now, I don't know how true this is, but this is kind of entertaining. I'm not going to lie. Can y'all say this word?
I have just discovered the word that, if spoken, would expose all of the shapeshifter lizard people that live among us. And that word is Kininigan. I don't think it's a real word, but if a person says it and they cannot pronounce it, it means they're a lizard shapeshifter person, because they can't pronounce the word right. They kind of growl when they say it, and that exposes them. I'm a real person. I'll say right now, Kininigan, I said it perfectly. I am not a shapeshifter alien. Back in the day when children would go missing in these small towns, people would go around to everyone in the town and make them say this word to figure out if they are the shapeshifter person who stole their kid and brought them underground. Now I have a video to show you of this guy catching one of these lizard people on a live stream.
Pronounce it properly.
Again.
Yeah. Say it again.
Go ahead. I'll say it again, right?
Oh my God!
Kininigan. I'm not a reptilian. Kininigan. Billy Batson was poppy. He said, MJ should have never bragged, OJ. Mike got too cocky. I'm going to play this clip. It's about 10 to 12 minutes long. Okay. So it's going to be a little lengthy, but I put this together just so we could see how wicked and corrupt this was. Now, if I use your clip and you happen to watch this, fair use. Okay, this is fair use. All right, but I'm going to play this now so people don't get bored. They said, I didn't understand what he did. Yeah, you got to watch it again.
Racism is bad. Tommy Wiseau made some very racist remarks. Okay? Yeah. Well, what he said was, so one of the artists who work at Sony, he has a contract with the company, and he called him a fat black nigger. And I can't deal with that. You know, that's wrong. And I made billions of dollars for Sony. And what they did was really terrible. And not just to me, but some of their other artists too. You know, from George Michael to Mariah Carey to, you know.
First, Michael Jackson has been forced to apologize to the Jewish community for some lyrics in one of his new songs. They Don't Care About Us, one of 15 new songs on the History album, includes the line, Jew me, sue me, followed by a similar use of the anti-Semitic word, cuck.
The king of pop caught in controversy again. He said he'd lose the lyrics that outraged critics. Now he's singing them again for his new video. Jackson promised several months ago to revise the lyrics to his song, They Don't Care About Us, lyrics many called anti-Semitic. Jackson's in Brazil now, shooting the video for the song, and Entertainment Tonight has learned he is still using the controversial lyrics. He was in Brazil to shoot the music video for his song, They Don't Care About Us. Last year, he angered Jewish groups when he sang these words. Michael then gave in to pressure and changed the song. But in Brazil, the controversial lyrics were back. We showed footage of the video shoots of Rabbi Marvin Heyer, an activist for Jewish causes, who was outraged because last June, Jackson sent him a letter of apology for singing those lyrics.
I'm shocked. Jew me, sue me, kick me, me. Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
The most frightening thing, this is happening in the greatest country on the planet. What we have to do is condemn it. We have to make sure that these three people are isolated.
You've been quoted as saying you believe it may have been murdered. Do you still think that?
Absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely.
Why are you so sure?
I would never, ever think differently. Because first of all, Michael told me that they were going to murder him. He was afraid. He was afraid for his life.
Who was going to murder him?
The people that were involved in his life. The people that were controlling him. This book, Starting Over, is about my life. And it's about Michael's life. It's the parallel between the two of our lives. We share that same life where people come into your life, wiggle their way in, control you, manipulate, control your funds, your finances, everything that you have, and you must do what they tell you to do. And that's what Michael was going through. And he knew that everything that was happening to him.
You're talking about the Illuminati, yeah?
Wasn't right. And it disturbed him greatly. And he kept saying it over and over and over again. Yes, Dr. Murray was the fall guy, but it's more to it than just that. He named names. He told me people. He told me to be careful of this one and that one. And in the beginning, I didn't. It's not that I didn't believe him.
Who were the people that he was saying?
People that surrounded themselves around him. People that worked with him. People that were with him the last days.
Any specific names?
Michael wasn't capable of doing these shows that he was supposed to do. Michael only agreed to do 10, and it's because they had him on such a tight.
I'll tell you this, okay? So after I left the party, and the next day I smoked with Michael. And then I get in the limousine and I leave. I get back to the Sheraton Hotel at Universal over here. There's four FBI agents waiting for me in the hotel room. And my mom's there and she's like, tell them what happened. And I'm like, what do you mean tell them what happened? And I sit down with them and they all get asked these super sexually exploited, you know, questions. Backsided questions, and I knew that at my age already. And I looked at all four of them and I said, are y'all crazy? I said, what you think I'm gonna do? Tell you that Michael did something bad so that we can sue him for money? That's what I told him. I was like, you're crazy. And I looked over at my mom and I was like, are you serious, mom? I was like, what is going on here? Why are you letting this happen? And she goes, oh, well, I think something happened. You know, I think something. I'm like, really? That man did nothing but be hospitable, kind, loving, giving, everything you could think of. We rode four-wheelers for 5 hours, me, him, and Chris Tucker in the mountains at nighttime after his birthday party. Him and I hung out and talked pretty much all night. Got a couple hours of sleep. I wake up, he's not even in the room. He pulled out a cot for me in his room because I asked him. I was like, I want to hang out with you. I want to be around. You know, it was Michael.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hang out with him. I wanted to hang out with Michael. He pulled out a little cot or something. I laid on the cot. I wake up in the morning. His bed's made. There's a queenie lady that wakes me up. I keep asking, where's Michael? I go over. He's got this huge statue figurine that Michael Jordan sent him for his birthday because he collected that stuff. Went and smoked some with him. Get in the car, and then all this shit happened when I got back to LA, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I was like, and I looked at my mom, I go, are you really trying to go at Michael and use me for a money grab? I was like, nothing. And I looked at him right now, I said, nothing happened.
Mm.
I said, Michael was flirting with girls right in front of me. Actually.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because he was very charming.
I bet. It's Michael Jackson.
he made girls just light up, blush, and he was he and like I saw him looking at girl's booty. I said, I saw you looking at her booty. He was like, mm-hmm. I was like, and so I hear these stories of like Wade Robson. And then I'm like thinking to myself, wait, hold up. I know Wade Robson. Wade Robson pretended to be the voice on my album, Aaron's Party, for my brother. Because my brother didn't do it, so Wade Robson did it. It was like a little spoof thing, an interlude in my second album, Aaron's Party. And Wade Robson did the voice of like pretending to be my brother or some shit. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Wade leaving Neverland? What is this? Like, what do you mean leaving Neverland? Like, I left Neverland. Everything was cool, homie. Like, what's your problem? Did you dream this up? Did your parents tell you to do this?
Yeah, I mean, they tried to sue for like $100 million and ultimately it was dropped. They got nothing out of it, as they should.
Nothing, as they that should. Dude didn't do shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Michael better than all of them.
Yeah, I believe even, everything even
Macaulay,
that I've seen.
Even if it was Macaulay
I'm not buying it.
Even if it was Macaulay Culkin sitting right here, he would tell you the same thing I did with the same assertiveness.
Sony. Sony, being the artist that I am, at Sony, I've generated several billion dollars for Sony, several billion, and they really thought that my mind is always on music and dancing, and it usually is, but they never thought that this performer myself would outthink them.
Yeah.
The way they get revenge is to try and destroy my album. Mariah Carey, after divorcing Tommy, came to me crying. She was crying so badly I had to hold her. And she said to me that this is an evil man. And Michael, this man follows me, she said. He taps her phones. And he's very, very evil, and she doesn't trust him. And he is a horrible human being. And we have to continue our drive until he's terminated. We can't allow him to do this to great artistry. We just can't.
Is Michael Jackson Dave, y'all, cloned? Or are you hiding wearing a mask?
Another person totally with the mask.
I don't know how we expect to go to the movies, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this is Michael Jackson. Like, how the hell are we gonna actually go to the movies? So he grabbed the kids. They looking normal. Mike comes out. He has his disguise on, you know. So I starts laughing. Because I didn't even recognize him, you know? Sometimes I forget that he's supposed to be in disguise, you know? And I keep calling him Mike. So then when I realized he was people, then I start calling him Dave.
Dave. Hello, all. This is Dave. How are you? Our world has come to an interesting point in an interesting time. This is a very interesting project we're working on. I want to thank each and every one of you for your overwhelming support. May God bless you. I love you. Good night.
Thank you very much for all of your support, and may God bless you all. I love you. Goodbye.
I believe that I lost a person in my life, but at the same time, I gained a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience. To his Encino house.
I think I was at the Encino house.
To his Encino house.
I think I was at the Encino house.
To his Encino house.
I think I was at the Encino house.
Encino house.
Encino house.
Yeah, so I think Mike might be Dave Dave, y'all. But I want to show y'all this. Did y'all know, y'all know Conrad Murray, the doctor that killed Michael Jackson, right? Did y'all see this before? Let me pull this up, because I know y'all saw this, right? Y'all had that synced this. Where is that? It ain't showing up? Oh, okay. We got something for that. We just get a new one. I'm going to read y'all comments in a second. Look at this, y'all. This is Conrad Murray. Look, he one of them people. Look. He one of them people, son. Conrad Murray, the doctor that took MJ out of here. He one of them people. Crazy, right? Let me see what y'all said. Dave used MJ's real voice. I don't know. It's a possibility that could be Michael Jackson. The Pepsi commercial is questionable. Yeah, I seen somebody said Michael Jackson wanted to be a white person. I don't know. I don't believe the Villalago story. I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe that. They say Mike got cloned in the 70s. I think Mike played the game of, you know what I'm saying, doing all of the Illuminati antics and stuff like that. And then next thing you know, you know, he kind of got tired of, you know, being a slave to the industry. Same thing with Prince. You know, when you make companies like Sony Music billions of dollars, and then all of a sudden you just say, I want my masters. Some strange reason, either you end up dead or in jail. I don't understand this. It's the same thing. We see it happening to R. Kelly right now, man. You think Sony wanted him out? Yeah, it's all about money. It's all about money, y'all. But it's sad, man. I don't know if Michael Jackson is still out there somewhere. Maybe he is. You know what I'm saying? If he is, he's enjoying his life. But there was videos I seen. They showed videos of his ghost walking around, still in the house. I don't know how real that was, but it's crazy, man. Flashy Murdy was popping. He said Mike's stunt double got burned. It wasn't him. Pepsi made a ton with that commercial. It was planned. Yeah, that is a good question. I'm not gonna say no foul stuff about Mike. He's still the king of pop, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? You got people like Chris Brown trying to emulate Michael Jackson. Let's just be clear here. All right. And even though Michael Jackson stole his moves too, he stole the moonwalk from this guy. What's that guy's name? I told y'all this before. I keep forgetting his name. I forget his name. Moonwalk Dance. I forgot that dude's name, man. Who was it? What's his name again? I forget this guy's name, man. It don't matter. I want to give him his credit. I can't do that. What was that dude's name? Anybody know what his name was? He was the first person to do the moonwalk dance. Jeffrey Daniels. There you go. Thank you, Portrait of a Lady. Jeffrey Daniels. Yeah, Jeffrey Daniels. Salute to Jeffrey Daniels. All right. Now, Now, for all of my spiritual people out there, right? I just have to ask this question because I don't know this black actress's name, but she says that, and she's playing the Agatha character in the Marvel series, right? And they had, I'm just going to play it. I'm not going to talk too much.
That Agatha is the gayest project Marvel has ever done. Agree?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Why is it?
You'll see. You'll see when you watch it. But, you know, I think witches are queer inherently just because we are outcast and, like, set aside for many reasons. And I think this show shows a really good representation of different types of people and that we can all use the power we have in it within to, like, go forth and be great.
Now, if anybody out there practices witchcraft or magic, right? She's saying that witches are gay. That's what she's saying. This is not me. This is her saying that witches are inherently gay. Now, I don't know how the two correlate, but when you connect the dots with all of this stuff, just like the Coca-Cola thing that I showed you at the beginning, it's like maybe these people is in some type of, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I didn't know that they said Agatha is white. Yeah, they see what I'm saying? They flipped the script. Yeah, she said witches is gay. She said y'all queers or something. Kind of quiet in the chat, ain't it? Oh, man, I tell you, man. I don't know, man. That's kind of crazy to me. Yeah, but see, now they pushing this whole narrative. I don't know the character. Let me look this up real quick because I don't watch that Marvel stuff. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just not into it. Let's see. Agatha Marvel. Let's see what this character is about here. I'll pull it up on the screen real quick and we can just, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, it don't make a difference, but then people there. Okay. So this is what they saying. Let me zoom this in real quick. I don't know nothing about this stuff, so I got to read up on it. This is the best way. Agatha Harkness is a character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics, created by writer Stan Lee. Yeah. Let me see. Fictional character bio was introduced as the governess of Franklin Richards. She easily fended off the Frightful Four when they came to abduct Richards. Okay, Agatha became the magical tutor for the Scarlet Witch in the use of witchcraft. See here? So this is some witchcraft shit that they got going on here. This new agenda is like normalized now. Like, you know what I'm saying? They making movies and TV shows. I mean, it's not like we didn't already have shows like Charmed. What's the other crap that still come on? Sabrina the Teenage Witch and all of this stuff. This stuff been on TV, but it's kind of crazy that they making this gay thing. I don't see anything about this figure being gay, though. I don't see that. Am I missing something? Because... okay, no. Yeah, I thought that was something about black people. No, it said Ebony is the name of the cat. I don't know, yo. I don't see anything about it being gay. That's weird. Why are they putting that in there? Is this something that needs to be in this show? I don't know. Yeah. There's also a Scarlet Witch character in the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. It was lots of witchcraft. Yeah, I'm not shocked by that. It's just like, what in the world is going on? All these titles, why folks want to have such a category? I don't know, son. I don't know. It's just like they want to make Marvel Comics gizzle for some reason. They was trying to do that with the Green Lantern. Yeah, I remember that with that dude. He was supposed to be... hold on, let me see if this was... They said that he was. He was Green Lantern. No, that's the writer. Nah, hold on. Where was this? It was they was going to get the heavy set dude from Atlanta to play that role. Y'all know what I'm y'all know who I'm talking about? Unless I'm bugging out. Maybe they're all bi, Purple Lover said. I don't know. I remember they were saying a couple years ago that they was gonna make Paperboy from that show Atlanta. And he was supposed to play like a Marvel superhero. I don't know if it was Green Lantern or somebody. And they was gonna make him the other side. I don't know. He said Kanye is control opposition. The fact that he called himself Yeezus is blasphemous. Yeah, but we not gonna focus on Kanye. Alright, well, I think I had everything to show y'all. This was a short show right here. I wanted to just play that Michael Jackson clip. I shout some people out real quick before I get up off of here. Today's Friday. I ain't got all day. Billy Wanda's son is Gizzle in the comics. It was a scene in the Avengers Infinity War where dude told Doc Stranger, "You must be familiar with children." I was like, "Oh, F no." Yeah, see, I can't get into that stuff, man. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. That's not really my speed, but I just, what is their obsession with putting that in the movies? I don't know. Salute Malia, what's popping? Miss Poppin', Miss Malia, Artifact, what's going on? He said he was the Internals. Eternals was whack. All right, y'all. I just wanted to do a quick live, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoy y'all weekend real quick, man. I'm going to get to some content on Patreon, man. I might, make sure y'all tap in, because I'm doing something tomorrow. But tap in on Sunday on the Patreon, man. We're going to do a live where I want to talk about some stuff over there, man. You know what I mean? So if you on the Patreon, man, just tap in. We do like a stream yard and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? But we could just talk whatever, man. Ain't no restrictions over there across the street. All right? So salute to everybody, man. Hope y'all have a blessed weekend, man. And peace. Oh, salute Ray Allen, man. Thank you for the super chat, my G. Peace.